The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, Wendy, you saw the cryptic tweet yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw it, and Joanna posted it, producer Joanna posted it, and I immediately was like, what is this all about? This is the quoted tweet. Caps, OMG, I am caps, so embarrassed, I can, capital letters, never return to my gym again, ... And then she obviously got a response back from Jen Fallon, who's been on the show, and she responds to Jen, worse than falling off the treadmill, although that is one of my biggest fears, so it's...
So you didn't fall off the treadmill, it's worse.
But it's something than that.
All right, let's try to guess. Go around the room and guess.
Well, I'd have to defer to what Jen said earlier.
Yeah, totally.
I said earlier that you tooted on the treadmill.
You totally farted while running.
Really, really loud.
That would be the initial, unless something ripped.
I mean, what is more embarrassing than falling?
Split your pants?
Am I allowed to tell you?
Anybody else with any other guesses?
Nah, it's got to be fart.
You farted, didn't you?
I had a huge hole in the butt of my pants that I wore to the
gym. From a fart!
So you didn't split them at the gym, but you had a hole when you went there?
Yes, and I did not know until I was washing my clothes yesterday and I was folding them and I picked up the pants and I was like, OMG, how long did these just happen in the wash? Like, I'm hoping that it happened in the wash and it got bigger, but it probably didn't. And here's
how big was it?
It was a big enough hole. And I mean, I have a big butt, so it looks even bigger on my butt because I'm
like,
sure it's
like a quarter size, nickel size. You're probably exaggerating it.
No, I'll bring in the pants and show you. They were huge. It was huge. And I'm surprised I didn't feel like, you know,
a draft.
How did I not feel a draft?
Were you wearing regular underwear or?
No, I was wearing
white.
A thong.
You wear a thong to the gym?
Oh, yeah.
That can't be comfortable.
No, I wear a thong all the time.
Is that comfortable at the gym?
Yeah. If you wear it all the time, you don't even notice it. Mm-hmm.
So is the hole somewhere where it would be pervy, or was it just big old butt cheek?
And no, it was like in the middle.
Oh no!
Yes.
So when you farted and caused this hole, did you have to scoot on your butt to get the fire out of your feather?
They actually threw me on the ground and started rolling me to put the fire out.
Stop, drop, and roll, huh?
But the worst part is that I run to the gym because it's a few miles. So I started thinking every car that passed me probably saw me. And I do remember getting stared at a lot. And I was like, why is it must
She's
be looking
so to
good
that.
Today? Because everyone's staring at me.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
I don't think I can go back. I'm going to cancel my membership.
You know who I've got a problem with in this whole situation are the other women at the gym.
Yeah, shouldn't they tell you?
They didn't tell
because
me.
A woman should pull you aside. Like a guy can't do it because it kind of it's creeper, but a woman should pull you aside and go, "Hey, I just want to let you know," and fill in the blank.
Come over and wrap your jacket around me and say, "Honey, you
go
need
home."
To go
okay,
home.
Some,
now, so if you're not feeling insecure enough about that, because here you are, I've heard you throw around. I've already got a big butt, and maybe I ripped them apart. Here, I hear Joanna earlier this morning talk to Wendy about this, just being really bummed out when she bought some jeans a couple of days ago.
Yeah, Monday was my birthday, and Jason took me to the Braves game. So I was like, I'm going to go find a cute outfit to wear to the Braves game. So I go to the store, and I've been a size 5 since I can remember. I can buy a size 5 jeans and know that they're going to fit.
Five is a junior's size, though.
No, 5 is normal. thigh. Well,
it's usually 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. But juniors are like 3, 5, 7.
I'm definitely not a junior size, but I've always worn fives. And so when I went to the store, I don't like to try stuff on in the store. Mm-hmm. I always just buy it, take it home. If it doesn't look good, I'll return it.
I'm that way too.
Yeah. Are you really?
Yeah.
So yes. I just don't like trying it on.
I never try on.
Hate dress.
Really?
Never try on.
In the same way.
I'm just in a hurry. I don't really even want to be there. So
but if it's a time management issue, isn't it going to take you more time to return it if it doesn't fit well than it would just to try it on initially?
I can't
logical,
stand stripping in
crazy
that.
Logically, okay. Yes, but no, not for me. I don't like to try it on. So I bought 5 jeans. They've always fit. So I get home and I'm trying on my outfit, getting ready for the Braves game, and I start to put the jeans on. Well, they were capris because I knew it was going to be hot. And I couldn't get them over my thighs. Mm. And I just was like, really? Like, not only am I a year older now, but now I have to go up another size.
That's not a good thing to do on your birthday.
No, it's not a good feeling.
Why don't you just split them right at the butt crack like you did with the other pants you have?
For a woman, is that like a really tough day when you have to admit that you have to go up in size?
Based on everything
that you guys talked about with weight, that must be like a... That must be a horrible day.
Because that's usually a motivation for you. It's like, you know what? Regardless of what's going on in my life, if I can, I just want to stay in this size. I will, you know, if I keep my size, then I'm good. And that's usually a measure. If you're working out or exercising, or whatever, if I can stay in my size, I'm good. And then if you have to buy a size, but it is, yeah, it is a, it's a, it's defeating.
Would you rather hold on to clothes that you know don't fit well and you're going to be uncomfortable in them for a long time before you have to admit? That you have to go up a size.
I've definitely done that.
This happens even to women who are having babies. My friends that are pregnant and, you know, their stomachs are expanding for a reason. They still don't want to buy any clothes. They're like, no, I'm not buying that maternity stuff until I absolutely have to. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, they will not change their size.
I think this is the point in my life where I'm realizing that my body, and I'm not saying I'm old, I'm only 26, I know I'm young, but I'm realizing that my body just doesn't lose weight as fast as I did when I was 18. Mm-hmm. And I'm at that point, and I'm like, I can go run like I used to, but I'm not going to lose it in a week like I did when I was 18. Mm-hmm. I just have to be more careful now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I turned 40 this year, and I understand what you're saying. I think it's an easy excuse to say that. I think lifestyle is different from 18. Like, I'm 40, and I'm bigger than I was when I was in my 20s, but I've done that to myself because I don't run around like I used to in my 20s. I'm in a relationship in which we sit and we make big meals every night. I certainly would skip meals all the time when I was in my 20s. You know what I mean? So I see what you're saying, but then there's a part of me that feels like I refuse to believe that because I know that it's up to me, or because I've really looked at that, like at 40, because I refuse to say that, you know.
Your metabolism absolutely changes, though. Your body chemistry changes. Mm-hmm.
Your body chemistry changes. I know, but I think so many times women use that as a reason because my lifestyle has changed. My metabolism may have changed, but so has my lifestyle.
But
so
also,
if I make big meals at dinner, that means I've got to do more exercise to take away the big meal that Katie and I just made.
If you kept everything even for 20 years, same foods, same exercise, nothing changes, you're going to gain weight as a 40-year-old.
Yeah, but I mean, looking, maybe, I don't know. I have not been consistent for 20 years. You know, I have not been consistent with my eating. I've not been consistent with my exercising. I certainly haven't, you know. I mean, so I don't know. But I mean, maybe, I just think at 26, that's a little too young to feel that way, to be honest with you.
Good morning, Q100.
Hi.
I
was just calling to comment on what y'all was talking about.
Okay, yeah, now's a good time. Cool.
I'm almost 21. I've been wearing the same size for about since high school, like a 3-4, even a 5. And now I'm starting to fit into, I have to move up to a 7 now because my thighs are getting too big.
That day's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, my mom says because I've been having sex. I don't know.
It's because what?
Because of sex.
Oh, because you're doing it.
So your mom says that your thighs are getting larger because you're having sex?
Yes.
That's funny.
Really?
That is an abstinence campaign right there.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.